Val, let's start with you. So your favorite time of year, the Halloween season.
That's right. And my wife told me right up front, she says, now don't oversell this. But if you've ever been to the Tetons, or if you've ever seen an eclipse, this is almost as cool as that.
Almost? Okay.
Almost as cool as that. So I'm not overselling it, but I can guarantee you this. Star Valley has never seen an event like this. It is going to be phenomenal. If you went to the Journey Through Bethlehem last year, this is a Halloween version of that. So it's pretty amazing for what it is for just a three-hour event. Yeah.
And so, of note, it's just one night this year. So
one night.
Monday night only at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds. And Val, you do a great job of making it great for the little kids, the big kids, everybody. We'll talk about the zombie zone in a minute. But let's maybe start with Halloween Town and go from there.
Well, let's call it the correct name then. It's Pumpkin Town.
Pumpkin Town. I'm sorry.
People show up and go, now where's this Halloween Town? the reason, in fact, we have the music from Nightmare Before Christmas that has This is Halloween and Pumpkin Town. But anyway, so yeah, it's completely, if you see my cartoons in the newspaper, this thing is just full of my cartoons. It's just live little pumpkin, well, live, they're cut out cartoon pumpkin people all through Pumpkin Town. And it's just so much fun, different little scenes of what you think would be in a pumpkin town. And my goal was, when I did this, I want people to walk in and go, wow. So if you're not saying wow, if you come in, I want to know where you've been that you thought, well, I was expecting something else. So it is phenomenal.
And we put a little teaser video of that on our Swift 98 Facebook page, by the way, so people can go see it. I think it's looking fantastic. And so that'll be a fun attraction for everyone of all ages. What's the next item on the list outside of Pumpkin Town?
Oh, yeah, and after that, there's Creepy Crawly Forest. And that one is not as lit, and it's creepier, and it's crawlier. I mean, there's nothing crawly, so I shouldn't say that. But it is creepy. It's darker, but it's still not scary. You cannot go in there and be scared because it's not that kind of place. It's for little children to have fun in it. But right next door is Zombie Zone, so they might be hearing some zombies. But what we have is an exit. If children don't want to go through Zombie Zone, they can just be done with Creepy Crawly Forest and be done with it. But
children and their parents that
don't
want to
go. Well, the parents, parents are too scared, that's on them.
Yeah. Well, let's talk Zombie Zone. Also in studio this morning is Jason Butler. And Jason, I understand you've been given the task to do Zombie Zone. Tell us what's happening
there. Yes, I have. So I'm doing it different, I guess. The last 3 years has been not really built. I mean, I'm actually building walls and creating scenes throughout the whole walk.
Okay.
It's a labor of love, really. I mean, for 3 hours, I'm definitely putting the time in. But it's going to be great. We're making sure the zombies are fed before people walk through, so there's no issues like I've had in the past.
Uh-huh. Okay, so now this one's for the older kids, though, right?
I wouldn't recommend under 7 going through it, honestly. I mean, people try to act tough, but there's no exit once you go in, so you're kind of dedicated. I mean, you could still turn around and walk back if you're too scared, but I think for the most part, just if you're too scared by the front door, then don't go in.
How many... volunteer zombies, per se, do you have helping out with this?
I should have around 15, I think.
Wow. Okay. Perfect. And so this is happening as part of the extravaganza this upcoming Monday night. Val, I understand with all those events, there's going to be some other entertainment, kind of on the grounds entertainment, if you will, correct?
Right. And first of all, the 4-H Club is doing their carnival again, and that's in the South Building. So if you don't want to wait in the line to go through the spook alleys, you can go through the carnival. So that is definitely an option. But yeah, this year we have both Desi's Dance Studio and Star Valley Dance performing, I know at least the Thriller song, and I think it's every 20 minutes. I mean, it's going to be several different times throughout the night. So, and we're going to have seating so people can sit and watch this whole thing has extravaganza fits this perfectly because it is going to be this major event here in Star Valley. And we also have the Headless Horseman coming. And that was so cool last year. We have the Headless Horseman coming in. He's got the horse with the red eyes running across the field. It's incredible. So again, I'm not overselling it, but this is this is the real guy.
Free hot chocolate.
Free hot chocolate provided from the complimentary from Voss Vision. They're the sponsor of giving us our hot chocolate. My wife, I think we're doing like 1,000, and we have more than 1,000 people come. So if you want your hot chocolate, you better come and get it. I would also say the crowds are the biggest during 6 to 7:30, mm-hmm. and it goes till 8:30. So you can come earlier if you want, but earlier it's not dark yet, and later the zombies are probably getting tired by 8 o'clock. So you just have to decide if you want to wait in the line, which would be worth it, but there's a window of time that is good and better and best.
And tickets are at the door, but recommended to get them in advance.
Yeah, not only that, if you get them in advance, you have $5 off. So it's smarter all the way around to just buy them online, because it's $7 a person, or $30 for a family of five. And if you order them online, it's $25.
Perfect. And did I see a couple food trucks will be there as well?
Excellent, yeah. Duke, you know your stuff here. Hey. We're going to have Jack's food truck.
Oh, yeah.
Jack's hot dog stand and Goat's Donuts.
Oh.
I know. I don't think they're made from real goats, but no goats were harmed in making these donuts.
Okay. I like it. And so you can go out for dinner, take the whole family, have a great time, and enjoy the extravaganza. You mentioned the 4-H will be there in the other exhibit building doing the carnival. Kids love that. It's a great fundraiser for them. Anything we missed?
Well, I want to thank the National Honor Society youth yesterday. They were tremendous help. Sherilyn Stoffer is the one who organized that, and I had several young men and young women coming and helping, and they got so much done. They did all the grunt work that I do not want to do, and they were glad to do it. So I wanted to give them a big thank you. And the weather looks like it's finally going to cooperate. We've been spoiled with this gorgeous weather, and I've been checking the weather indefinitely, and it looked like rain. Today, it's looking like there's no rain, so
yes,
that's good. Phenomenal. That's been my biggest fear all year long is crummy weather.
Right.
But it'll get cold, but we can handle cold.
That we can take, right? Mm-hmm. In studio this morning, Val Bagley and Jason Butler. Jason, anything we missed as far as what you're doing with Zombie Zone?
Well, I just wanted to give a shout-out to the Arts Council, because I've been to a couple meetings, and the amount of time that they put into any event for this valley, people don't even realize what happens behind the scenes. And they're just amazing people. So that's all. Zombie Zone's going to be awesome.
Agree with that.
That's about it.
Awesome. Awesome. Val, I was going to ask, this is a year-round labor of love for you. How many hours? Just an estimate. Throw it out there. How many hours?
Days?
Days, weeks, no, months.
I have literally been working on this through the winter, and then at least 2 months solid of doing nothing else but this. Nothing else. I mean, I don't do anything else except for my cartoons for the newspaper, but it's months of preparation and designing, and I couldn't do it without everybody else, because I have big dreams, but I can only do so much. And so I'm not overstating it. And it's as big as I'm saying it is. So if you don't come see this, I don't know what you're doing instead.
Absolutely. Monday night, 6:30 to 8:30?
No, 5:30.
5:30 to 8:30.
We're wondering, where's everybody at? Yeah,
5:30. 5:30 to 8:30. Again, advance tickets discounted online at starvalleyarts.org. Did we get it?
Excellent. Yeah, but it's Val Chadwick Bagley.
Val Chadwick Bagley, yes. Yeah. Perfect.
Thanks, Duke.
It's all part of the weekday wake up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.